favor of His love, the blessings of
Sadr Sharia Maulana Amjad Ali Ali Rahma. He went to see the Ala Hazrat and he expressed that we need an authentic translation, because there are translations available out there in the market, but they have many mistakes, and sometimes, you know, a word is used which is not befitting to be used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But see, the Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma declined that, you know, I have so much to do, I have so much on my plate, in other words, that there is rarely any time. So maybe at the time of sleep or at the time of Failuda, when I'm supposed to be taking my small rest to freshen up, you come and we'll do it then. So Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma would, off the top of his head, recite, give him the translation there and then. So he did not have any books of Arabic language and the subtleties or books of tafsir open in front of him. But he would there and then, just like a hafiz who has been reciting the Quran for such a long time, he recites the Quran. Likewise, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma was reciting the translation. So this was his expertise. And then when they later would compare, because obviously, naturally thinking that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma has given this off the top of his head, let's see if we can look at the books of Lugha and Arabic language and the tafaseer and see if we can find a better word there to fit. But Sadr Sharia and the scholars, they have said that if a word was to be sought afterwards, if you were to be searching for a word afterwards to replace what Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma had said, you would not find a better word than what Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma had said. And this translation, as we've said, if we were to look at other tafaseer, what is included in other tafaseer is incorporated in the translation of
the blessings of Allah Hazrat.